Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on chili dog. Sucking on chili. Sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili dog.
And now, here are your hosts, John Bass and David Mino.
Yeah.
I agree, Sean. Fun times today, and at 3 o'clock, it's a valid Dictorian ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market of Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Tallywhacker Monto.
Thank you, Ham. They did indeed name the restaurant after me. As what you will not see there. I will now say hello to the hardline.
What timing?
Who hopefully will not get lightninged out today. Bob Corby Dave, hello.
Hello.
Bob Corby.
Greetings. Lightninged out.
I would like Corby to describe where you guys are, please.
All
dude,
right.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Now we don't even know where you are.
I mean, what are we doing?
Look, I'm sorry if you guys aren't cool.
You're
why
right. Were
you, why was your fly down as you're saying the name of this place?
There's a lot of things
sticking
going on, Dave.
Through it.
Jub Jam.
Playing with it like Play-Doh.
Let me be cooler.
Oh, gosh. Hold on, Ham.
Is that a jub stain on your pants?
Yeah. Yo, yo, yo. We at Jub Jam.
All right.
That sounded cooler.
Yeah.
I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
Couldn't even hear you slide your hat sideways.
Yeah, no. I'm going to keep coming back to youth group now.
The other one sounds like something that happens to Monty on a Friday night.
That's right.
Wait, I think I left a word out. Yo, no. Yo, yo, kids.
Yeah.
We at Jub Jam.
That's relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they know that I'm serious.
God. Enough.
Well, you stick a Y on it, you're fine.
All right, we got 14 of our 40 seconds tied up now. Anybody want to get the last 26?
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
All right, well, we let that build back up. Did you guys hear Killer's wrap up on Rangers Ranch?
Oh, no.
I don't think you guys did.
I don't think I did.
Take a listen.
The first game as well, everybody played.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is just pulling out all the stops, trying to figure out what can work, who can do what.
Yeah.
And just a way to get that one extra run or one extra hit.
Mm-hmm. So you're listening to Rangers Rad. Rangers Ranch. So that was our recap of the week that was. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the injuries that the Rangers are dealing with. I cannot speak to in the segment. So coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the... gosh.
No. That is glorious.
We'll talk about injuries next.
It's pre-recorded.
I was going to say, that's not live.
You can go back and fix it in post.
No, Tyler did a good call there and left it in.
Yeah.
The dealers, the railers, sure.
I mean, that car was just fishtailing across eight lanes of the highway.
Wonderful killer moment.
Awesome.
It's stepping on so many rakes.
A way to get that one extra run or one extra hit.
So you're listening to Rangers Rad. Rangers Ranch. So that was our recap of the week that was. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the injuries that the Rangers are dealing with. I cannot speak to in this segment. It's coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the...
It's like a frustrated kid.
What
a
That's Chris four Farley like moment. major gaffes in about 21 seconds. That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Oh, man.
He's the best.
It's cool. It's like watching Randy pitch in like 01.
Who gets nervous recording a podcast?
We might need them for a bullpen diamond talk in a couple weeks.
Oh, man. I don't know. I think we're going to need you guys for every one of
them. Let him handle the formatics.
So coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the...
He's just clenching his fist. He's so mad. little propeller on his hats.
He's got the
everywhere.
He's got the yips.
Also had a little killer gasm in there too at the end.
He's so mad that he went to Jub Jam.
He almost cussed.
All right. Thank you, Killer. Today is Friday, May the 29th, the 149th day of 2026. 216 days are left in the year.
Friday.
It's National Paperclip Day. So keep your papers together. Okay. And National Biscuit Day.
Hey, for your dog.
That's right.
Yeah, how about that?
Big day for the girl.
How are paperclips doing?
I mean, people still have
financially or
stay
what?
Together.
Just how the paperclip industry is doing.
Like, is it time to buy into the industry?
Well, I don't know. Are there
buy
are
low?
There new, are there movers and shakers moving around the Game of Thrones of the paperclip,
paperclip
empire
right now?
Yeah.
Like, is there one plant that provides 90% of them that takes up like, I don't know,
it's a monopoly,
a city worth of paperclip?
I mean, I feel like binder clips have really edged in on their territory.
That's right.
Clippy died several years ago.
What's a binder clip?
That's the
big
one. Little pinchy one.
I never knew what that was called.
I have a big pile of them. I lay on like Huel's money.
I think that's their tagline. Actually, the big pinchy one.
That's right.
Are there any hostile takeovers in the paperclip space?
It's good to know.
Or has paper sort of been eradicated?
A little bit.
Therefore, there's less paper to clip.
If there's no paper, what does a paper clip?
Great point.
Some of the right.
What does a paper clip?
What came first, the paper or the clip?
On this date in the year 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay are the first to reach the summit of Mount Everest as part of a British expedition.
I believe that would be Sir
gay.
Edmund Hillary.
I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
Well, that's why Hillary lost.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't Edmund and Hillary the Cliff Morning Show?
Had a bad beat.
She's trying to hide her emails on top of Everest.
In 1977, Janet Guthrie became the first woman to race in the Indianapolis 500.
And now it's all women, right? Now it's just women.
She finished not first, not second, not third, not fourth, all the way down to 29th.
All right. Better than 69. What's up, man?
Is anything.
Corby. Not really,
he's just
bro.
Cool Corby today. What do you want?
It's Friday,
and he shows
man.
Us how cool he is by
he just
issuing
care,
69
nothing.
Jokes.
Well, we didn't have to dump
by the
him,
way,
so.
Yo, you know how many kids have turned around to come down to Jub Jam just after these last couple of moments?
Wait, are they driving? How are they getting there?
Well, the ones that are 16.
So they're not really kids, but okay.
Oh, they're longboards?
On their tricycle? And they're, no. Let me go watch Red Dirt music. Great. 1987, Michael Jackson attempts to buy the remains of the Elephant Man.
Wow. I feel like I knew about that story. Everybody did. It was like a punchline on late night TV shows for a long time, but I really don't know the nuts and bolts of that story.
But then he learned the bones were over 10 years old and he backed out.
There it is.
There we go.
Did they cover that in Michael?
More kids just turned around, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who's selling them?
I don't know.
Where are they?
Elephant dad?
On this date in the year 2017, Tiger Woods arrested and charged with driving under the influence in Jupiter, Florida.
All right.
Which one was this? Was this the one where he was asleep at the wheel?
Yeah.
With his foot pegged on the gas in park?
Was this the one Corby was super happy about?
No. He's doing great.
That was all of them.
He's doing great.
P1 birthdays. Hi, Munty. We need to wish a day, one day early, 25th birthday, to Richardson High School Hall of Famer Graham Stevens. He would like to revisit the request for Bob to unblock Graham on Twitter.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
What's he talking about?
Bob?
You have some guy named Graham blocked on Twitter. And it's
probably
birthday.
Have more than one.
So, unblock him. He also wants
handle.
To hear...
I'll either, review his case.
He wants to hear you either brag or ask Mia Hamm about being a role model for young women. Thank you for what you do. Your body's best from Seth.
I haven't watched TV in 6 or 7 months. I grew up in a place called Title Town. I know what titles are. I was watching the Women's U.S. Open yesterday.
Okay.
thought.
I watch football every weekend. I'll watch it tonight. I love this sport. I've gone to 1,000 Stars games. Mark that, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I think Lando has you beat.
What's Graham's handle?
I puked this weekend.
Yep. We don't know.
See, Lando beat you. His name's Graham Stevens.
At G Money. Cool kid.
Graham yo, yo, yo.
I don't like cool Corby.
Yo, yo, yo.
Makes me feel funky.
Yo, yo, yo. Is this the party?
Well, I like cool Dave.
Yeah, cool Dave. Cool Dave, I can handle a little more.
What? Cool What's Corby. Wrong with cool Corby?
Just, you know, just give me so the believable.
Yes. You make so much wanna... fun with
cool,
the kids.
Cool Corby's trying too hard.
I just can't wait to look like Clint Eastwood now. I want to be as old as possible.
Cool Dave wants to party.
Yeah.
And I like to party.
Cool Corby wants to party, too.
No.
Yo, yo, yo.
But with kids.
What?
In the open,
no.
Man.
Rolling up I want the kids to be at my party.
Teenager.
Yo, yo, yo.
Eric Davis.
Yo, 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 I got a pinata.
Hey, look at that.
Okay. Gosh.
Dave's got it.
I can hear the cars spinning around now.
Guys, nope. It's sold out.
Carmelo Anthony, 42.
Just a whole pack of kids banging on the door. Yeah. I got a birthday.
All right, here's cool Corby.
So, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but yesterday I screwed up a birthday.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Chris would like to wish his mom, Mary Beth Harrington, Deacon Rick's wife, a happy birthday. It's tomorrow, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
She's an avid P1, and she lives up in the Pacific Northwest, and we don't have enough Pacific Northwest P1s. So we're trying to change that. Well, you know, with the cool stuff.
If you really cared, you'd come in tomorrow.
I know.
And say it.
I know.
But this is the next best thing.
Yeah.
Married to a deacon, huh?
So happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Austin Reeves, 28.
God, he's that old.
Future Maverick.
Puka Nakua, 25.
Oh, my. He'll bite you.
Nakua. Never read
alone.
The Constitution.
Okay, all right.
He just said that rehab was rad.
Did he really?
No, but he did say rehab.
He's got a new touchdown celebration he's going to show you. Hold on. Paul Skeens, 24.
Greatness.
Oh,
Danny Elfman, 73 of Oingo Boingo. John Hinckley Jr., 71. LaToya Jackson, 70. Turning 69 today, Ted Levine, a.k.a. Buffalo Bill.
Word.
Oh, word.
Am I a great big fat person? Annette Bening, 68.
Was she a great big fat person?
Melissa Etheridge, 65. Noel Gallagher, 59. Daniel Tosh, 51. And Anders Holm, 45, of Workaholics. For Jub Jam.
Basket.
Today is the 43rd birthday of Alex Legend, who's been in 2,281 films.
Legend.
Such as Bon Appetit, Dusting Off That Ass, Meet the Sluttiest Realtor Ever, The Ebby Holiday Story. DJ is DTF.
Dude, that's the kids banging on the door.
I didn't know that.
No, that's sound check.
And paying rent with her mouth. Born this day, now dead, John F. Kennedy.
Three.
Mike Porcaro of Toto, Porcaro, and Bob Hope. Dale on this day, still dead. Dennis Hopper, the Money actor.
Two.
And Sean.
Oh, that's Dennis Hall.
Dead on this day, as of today, George Bork.
Bork.
Yeah.
Bork.
So RIP George Mark.
We'll see y'all at Jump Jam.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Hi, Justin.
Yo, yo, yo.
We'll let you guys go. Stay healthy. Stay away from coke.
Bye, David.
Bye, four.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.